AI gambling altcoin gem.
This project is using artificial intelligence to change not only the sports world, but the gambling world forever.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey. Because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the Bean Pod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Bean Pod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today, we're going to be discussing an AI project that is completely changing the world of sports and gambling forever.
Today, we have the founders of FX1, one of the hottest projects in the space. Damien and Trent, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Let's jump right into it. Maybe you guys could give us a brief summary of what exactly is FX1. And what was the inspiration?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to answer that one. So, you know, I think growing up in Australia, sports is inbred in the culture. And for Trent and I, we were, you know, we played sports at a very high level in Australia. And, you know, solving problems here is at the heart of what we actually want to do. And, you know, we've been working together for the past 4 years now. And it wasn't until the back end of 2022 that we actually incorporated FX1 and started that. And, you know, for us, we looked at what's going on in the sports sector. We know sports as a sector is a huge multi-hundred-billion-dollar category. We also looked at online gambling. We know that category is a 60-odd billion-dollar category. These are huge numbers growing double digits. But then we also delved deeper again, and we looked at crypto sports betting and crypto gambling and saw that as a huge opportunity, even more than ever, that, you know, it's only $4 or $5 billion market right now, but it's expected to grow up 30% year on year to 2027 to like a $65 billion market. And that got us very excited. And I think any good startup, you need to time things well. It's a critical component. So if you look at a market that is growing, then you add in the AI, the blockchain, the advancements in computer power, what ChatGPT has done to AI and made it a household name people know about. So you add in the technology to a growing market. And then you bring in a customer that's got a problem. Now we look at the Gen Z, this early millennial customer, this next era of fans that's not being addressed. And that's what we really looked at and said, this is a really interesting problem and timing in the market because, you know, how they consume online entertainment and consume online sports has changed or is changing forever. You know, they want interactivity. They don't want a passive experience, a linear model. They want social interaction. You know, they want immediacy. They want all these different elements that the online consumption of sports is currently not giving them. And then if you add in the element of sports betting, that level of engagement, because there's nothing else that's more engaging than betting on sports across, you know, across an engagement element. And for us, we looked at all those components. We brought that together and said, our timing is amazing in a huge growing market with this technology that's innovating the space. And that's what really brought it together. And, you know, really how we commercialize it is through the sports betting, but we are changing the game on how people will actually engage in sports and consume it long term.
For sure. I mean, one of the reasons why Josh and I were so attracted to FX1 Sports at the start was because we recognize that you're sitting at the intersection of a ton of, as you just mentioned, hot narratives and global phenomenons. We have obviously the rise of crypto, which, you know, as we are sitting right now, the crypto market is red hot again. We got ETF approvals, retail is coming back in. The general consensus on crypto is changing to the positive light again. Then we have just not even just gambling, sports in general. You look at the valuations of NBA franchises, NFL franchises, sports just seems to be growing year on year at an exponential rate. Just the eyeballs and the attention that sports is getting around the world is, it's insane. And then you have number three, which is gambling. You know, we'll obviously get into that more towards, you know, as we go through this episode. So if you're watching, make sure to watch this one to the end. But the gambling industry itself is, again, as it becomes legalized in different states, different countries from around the world, it just seems like gambling is another international phenomenon. So for you guys to say, look, we see this opportunity, you're going to build a platform. This is the thing. In a very hot space, there's going to be competitors. You guys are one of many. But what I want to know from FX1, what makes you different than the other sports analytics and gambling platforms out there? And what are you seeing in that competitive space?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, every company has its competitors. We certainly have ours as well. You know, when I look at others out there and what we're doing is different, there's a lot of analytics companies out there at the moment that are really playing on an enterprise level, so a B2B level, and they're delivering a solution for might be another sports betting platform or another company. For us, you know, we're a direct-to-consumer model. You know, where we want to play is, and where we see ourselves unique is our AI models are actually extracting the data real time as in this fight or game is happening. We're also extracting advanced data sets as well. So thousands of data points that don't currently exist in there. Then if you think about the prediction component around that, around AI modeling, is a lot of their predictions are based on traditional data sets that do not have the advanced data elements or data points that we're also adding into our predictions as well. So we've got advanced prediction modeling that, you know, some of these other players out there are not doing. But more importantly, it's about what you do with that data, right? So you have to tell a story with that data. It has to have meaning to it. It has to have purpose to the customer and you know, a solution that's solving a problem. And I think a lot of them out there aren't necessarily doing that well. And that's how we see an opportunity as a clear problem in market. That's how we tell a story, how we make that data meaningful to solve that problem. And that's where we see a difference.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the data is the most crucial component to it all. And that's, you know, what drives the AI algorithms and what, you know, when you get into the gambling side of things, will make the gamblers more successful. Projects that are actually integrating AI successfully, I think, will do very well. Let's dive a little bit more into how FX1 is using AI. What exactly is it doing?
That's a good question. So it's been, you know, as Damon mentioned, we've been looking at how we apply, because there's a lot of companies out there saying, hey, we're an AI company, right? We do AI. A lot of people out there trying to integrate it in any way that we can, but we had a real true reason. And so we looked at computer vision specifically. So we're not interested in other areas of AI. It's computer vision that we're really interested in because sports are played on TV, right? Unless you're there watching live, they're on TV and that's how you're consuming it. And so what we've been able to do in this, we have a complex model set. We're not a ChatGPT wrapper or using any third party. We have a custom model set that we have developed using a mix of open source and closed source models. And our ability to accurately detect what's happening in the game is quite groundbreaking. Like, we know we need to get our app live when it should be live soon, but we've produced prototypes, we've shown videos of where our AI is at, our ability to, you know, and of course we're studying with combat sports, more specifically, we're studying with MMA and UFC, but our ability to just count in real time actions. We count kicks, we count strikes, we're moving also to the ground to do work on the ground, but we are accurately doing stats that currently, they still pay people to do this, right? So even in the UFC, you've still got people sitting there punching in the punch numbers and the kick numbers, right? People are still doing this. Yeah. We've proven that we can do it more accurately using computer vision. And more than that, we're bringing in really cool stuff like the speed. Like, you can't get real-time speed of strikes or punches anywhere in the world. You can't get it. We're doing that. We're delivering it. We've proven it. We're about to launch out and, you know, cover our first fight. And we've seen, and I've seen, looking at stats of how fast someone's striking and how hard they're hitting is quite, it's groundbreaking. So that's how we're using AI. We really feel that, hey, this is really cool. And, you know, the more I get into this, the more I don't even want to use the word AI, because I feel like it's such a buzzword now. But what we're really doing is we're providing experience. We're using advanced computer technology to then generate an experience for the user that just doesn't exist out there. And so that's how we're using it. That's how we're a little bit different. But really, we're building this for us. We're sports fans. We want to see this. You know, I boxed for 20 years. I was an amateur boxer. So, like, I come from the combat sports field, and I know what I want, and this is what I want. I want this app, and I want it in my hands because I'm going to use it, And I can't see why any fight fan out there, anyone that watches UFC, would not want our app, because it's free at the moment. You'll get data that you will not get from anywhere else, and it will give you an advantage. Whether you are just looking to know who's going to win or know if the judges are wrong, or go and place a bet outside our platform, given we don't yet have betting live on platform. So that's how we're different. That's how we're applying it.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you don't have to pitch it. Like, Josh and I are sports fanatics. We play all kinds of sports. We watch every sport, you name it. We love it. So we see the, you know, the massive use case for analytics and AI and all this kind of stuff with sports. Now, you know, you briefly touched on the app there. So this is, you know, technology and crypto is great and everything's all amazing when you can prove what it does. But at the end of the day, you need to get stuff out into customers' hands, into users' hands, because that's when you're going to see mass adoption, which we all want. So let's go right down the rabbit hole of the app. Tell us more about the app in the detail. What's the experience going to be like from a fan's perspective, from a gambler's perspective? Why are people going to need this app, and how is it going to improve their sports viewing experience?
Okay, so you can download the app right now. So it's available in the app stores. What you'll see right now is schedules. So we're loading in schedules for upcoming fights in preparation for the first one we launch, which is hopefully this weekend, if not this weekend, next weekend. But coming in there, they'll be able to, one, see schedules, right, which you currently can get from Google and different areas, but it's the one app for all your schedules for UFC. You also get the fighter profile, so you'll be able to get stats, existing stats on each fighter, and understand their win-loss record, plus their total strikes, their percentages. So that will all be available in the app as well. But the most exciting thing is when the fight begins, because as a fight begins, our models kick in, they start watching the fight, and they start giving you real-time stats. So you'll see in real time who's landing the most strikes. You'll know yourself who won the round. It will be clear to anyone that uses our app who won that round, right? Because we're covering different things. We're going to add in a lot more things as well, including like ground control time, positioning in cage, that kind of thing. But off the bat, you'll be able to see real-time strikes and kicks. We present them on time-based charts. So you just don't see numbers of strikes, but you'll see it based on a time-based chart to allow you to understand the tracking of these events. And are they decreasing or increasing? Because if a fighter threw like 100 punches in round one, but round two he threw 50 punches, and then round three started off really poorly, there's a trend, right? And that trend gives you an understanding of what's happening in that game. You know, and what's so crazy is that the UFC don't even, like, their significant strike, you know, you've heard of a significant strike, right? It's what's deemed as a powerful strike. The UFC have no science behind that. There is zero science behind what a significant strike is, so much so that the judges do not even use it. The judges do not consider significant strikes because they know it's a rubbish value. It's determined as any strike at distance or any strike up close, regardless of how hard that strike actually is, because they don't have anything. They don't have science behind it, right? So we're bringing that. We'll show not just the counting of punches and kicks on our launch, but we'll show the speed of punches and kicks. We'll show the average speed. We'll present them on a time-based chart so you can track it over time. We're also presenting the force. And why this is so exciting is we're inventing our own significant strike. We're determining a pounds per force strike that we deem significant. And we're going to be basing that off different weight classes. So as the weight class goes up, the significant strike metric will go up, but we'll know exactly what is significant and what is not significant. And that's how we'll be counting significant strikes. So throughout the UFC significant strike number, you use ours, because ours is based on science, it's based on data, and it's actually what's happening. So you can imagine that someone using this app, they're getting the real-time analytics, they're getting the speed, the force. They want to do prop bets, they're going to be in a better position to do it, because they have the edge. They have an edge on anyone that's not using this data. They have an edge on anyone that's at the fight live, because they're not getting this understanding of like what's happening, and not just what's happening, but what's happening over time. You know, look at how would traders trade without charts? You couldn't trade without chart, right? So we're trying to bring charts into sports, present data on charts to allow you to understand what could happen in a fight that's upcoming, as well as real time for prop betting, give you a real deep understanding of like what is going on, that it gives you an edge. That's why we call it the FX1 edge, because that's exactly what it will give you.
The app is, you know, something that we're conscious of. We know that this generation, app first or mobile first, we know online sports gambling, over 80% of it's done on mobile as well. So, you know, it was very intentional driving an app first product for us. You know, we knew it was critical. And it's also complementary to the to the live experience. So if you're watching this on the television, let's just say the fight or the game, you have the FX1 in your hand as a complementary solution to give you those insights that, you know, Trent has mentioned, that you're just not going to get watching the game because, you know, you don't have the AI commentator there telling you the detailed advanced data sets and insights that we can give you. So, you know, this is very supportive to a, you know, a live experience as well where you're watching it, complementary yep. To the fight.
That's how I see myself using it. You know, the commentators and the judges don't have this data. So I'll be able to see in real time that A, this fighter has landed way more significant strikes, but might have lost that round mm-hmm. for some reason. Yeah. And then he's an underdog, and I'm like, well, I'm taking this guy right now, you know. So I can see this really benefiting myself and all the anybody who's into sports. I am a token holder, and as a Shane, you know, we're very passionate about this, very very passionate about this project. And I think, you know, obviously we look for utility in different altcoins. What is the utility of the FX1 token in all this?
All right, so it's a big question. We get this question a lot from community members on X. It's like really, it is asked a lot. So we bring it back to a few things. You can buy FX1, you can hold it, and you can earn, right? More than just those things, we have staking live. So if you buy FX1 now, you can stake it. We have over $3 million of FX1 staked in our staking contract. It's currently at around a 13% APY. So you're earning good interest. Like people, our stakers are really happy, right? So right now, there is utility through staking. You can do that right now. You buy FX1, go to our website. That's where you'll be able to stake it. When we get our AI live, when we get our app in production, and once we add payment services in there, you'll be able to pay using FX1. Things will be cheaper for you when you use our native token versus if you use another cryptocurrency. And because we believe in the growth of cryptocurrency, we want the world to use it. We have to allow other cryptocurrencies, right? It'd be really, you know, stupid of us just to say we're just going to allow our currency only. So you better use pay with fiat crypto. But if you use our token, there'll be benefits. We're also working on introducing additional things where if you're holding it, if you're staking it, you also get additional benefits on platform. So they're things we've got to still iron out, but we know that the world's our oyster. We can do this any way that we want, but it'll be close as we get live with payment services. That's when we'll figure out exactly how to drive more and more benefit to people that have the token.
Right. Okay. Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, look, you guys have a lot going on in terms of the app, and it's an exciting time for FX1 right now with, you know, the upcoming UFC fight and all this scheduled stuff that you have. So what kind of feedback have you seen from whether it be your community members, your fans, or even working with some of these combat sports leagues? You know, they're obviously going to be new-ish to your technology. So what's the feedback been from what you've experienced so far?
Yeah, so I would say the feedback is, like, they're amazed at what we're doing. We show them the prototypes, and they're amazed, but they want to see it live. So we know that the test for us is to get live, and we will be live soon, right? We're literally a week, two weeks away from doing it. But they want to see it live because it's that amazing to them. They see the prototype. It's almost unbelievable. They're almost like, can you really do this in real time? Right. Like, this just seems a bit too stretched out. But that's some of the feedback we're getting. But overall, it's really positive. Look at our engagement on X, like in our Telegram group. We really are bringing sports fans together. And, you know, we have one of the craziest Telegram groups out there, right? The messages we get in there, the camaraderie, that we feel like a team. We are a team, that collective group. They know us, we know them, they're supporting us, they're giving us constant feedback, and it's really bullish. Like, really bullish. The sentiment is bullish.
I think the experiences I've had, talking directly with leagues, which is really interesting, and some of these, you know, I won't name any, some of these top leagues I've been speaking with, and if you look at combat sports as well, it's a growing, emerging sport. It's got 300 million fans worldwide and growing. But a lot of them don't have data strategies, a lot of these leagues. So they just come up from the ranks. You know, one I'm speaking to, which is one of the fastest growing MMA leagues in the world right now, you know, still has someone manually recording their fights and typing it into a spreadsheet and then emailing that out to third parties that I'm talking to. And we're like, well, we can do this real time. We can do advanced data and we can do accuracy and predictions. That just kind of like blows their mind in many ways. So, you know, for us, it's really exciting to get it out there, to show people this live and working, and to show these leagues like, hey, we're here to answer to all your solutions across combat sports as a starting point. So, you know, so the feedback's been really positive, as Trent mentioned, but multiple leagues, we really are a game changer for them. So we're looking forward to partnering with them.
Maybe we could dive a little bit more into that, because I understand the way the sports bettors, the gamblers, will benefit from this app. That makes total sense to me. But let's say I'm not, you know, I'm just an avid sports watcher. I just enjoy watching the sport altogether. How can those people benefit who don't necessarily gamble, and how do the leagues benefit from FX1?
Yeah, it's a, you know, again, it's a conversation we've had a number of times, is how do we commercialize the AI and commercialize the data and do this in a way that can solve problems in the sports? And, you know, there's so many ways to do it, you know, and for us, we're obviously driving deeper into consumption of sport through a data-led model with our AI models. And then also, you know, using betting, because betting and data go hand in hand. They're a perfect marriage. We all know that. You know, for us, it's about enabling, conversations with leagues I've had is around bringing that data vision product, that consumption product forward in a multi-screen device through their app, also through streaming services as well, to provide a solution for people to have an alternate view while they're consuming it in the on the television. From a data-driven model, as well as entering into the crypto category as well. So a lot of these leagues do not understand how to get in, how to speak to anyone in crypto. And for us, we deliver a whole new experience in them about to commercialize within the crypto model with RevShare with us, as well as entering into a new consumer or a new customer as well, and entering them into their leagues as well. So, you know, for us, it's, again, a complementary solution to a league or a streaming partner. We're not competing with the live video. We're actually complementing the live video experience. So, you know, it's getting in front of as many leagues as we can and, you know, really showing them the value here. And that's why we keep talking about this as a fan engagement component, as well as obviously an element for people to make money on it through betting.
Yeah, no, it's a good point. And I think it's interesting how the technology you're building has such a broad appeal for, you know, fans, gamblers, leagues, anything in sports. There's so much use case, as you spoke about before. There's so much you can do with the data and the technology. At the end of the day, you have to get it out there, right? And that's what you're excited about. And that's what, you know, what we saw was really interesting was getting it out there. You guys appeared on the Killer Whale show very recently. So as you know, all of our community knows, we've been long-term supporters of Hello Labs, the Killer Whale show. Super, super exciting show. Really interesting stuff going on there. So we had to ask you guys, what was it like being on the show? Were you nervous? You know, what was the whole application process like? You know, give us a window into that. I think that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, sure. That was amazing. Like, not every day you get to be in Hollywood, right? Shooting on a set. So we got an introduction through a good friend of ours, Tony Drummond, which is an amazing guy. So he told us about the show. He said, hey, you should apply for it. We got on, we applied, we got feedback that, hey, we've been accepted to the first round. We had interviews. And then before we knew it, we were on the show. But like, yeah, guys, you're in. So leading up to it, that's when the nerves started. Like, holy shit, we're going to be on, like, you know, on this show. I'm going to be pitching to these whales. But leading up to it, just preparation. We're trying to do the best we could to prepare for it, to know what we're going to say and how we're going to say it. Knowing that back then we were still so early. Like, we're only 8 months into the FX1 brand. We're still figuring out a lot of things. And yet we still had to go on to a panel to pitch on TV, you know. So it was nerve-wracking but exciting. The best things in life are like that. They're a bit nerve-wracking and exciting. So, and then getting there, we booked a hotel, we got on set, and I mean, me and Damien worked really hard on it. We did. We prepared like nothing else just to make sure we could answer the questions, but nothing quite prepares you for things like that because you don't know what they're going to ask. And it was a little bit rough because we really did get nailed by the whales. And I think that's their job, but it was just such an amazing experience to one, pitch to them, to deal with like their feedback and negative feedback, which came, especially like Mario, really, really put it on a string of show and just dealing with it. But we've learned a lot. We learned a lot from what they said. We've taken that home and said, how do we do this? Being on the show has produced awareness for the company, which is amazing. And it's still yet to go live on TV, right? Which is the 11th of March. It will go live on Apple and Android TV. So we know there's a lot more to come from it, but it was just an amazing experience. Being out there, it's something you don't get to do that often, right? Some people never get to do that. So, but just to do it, to be there, to experience it, it's been a good thing for our company, definitely.
For sure. It's kind of been funny watching the Killer Whales. And as you said, the whales on the show, you know, they get right into it, which is their job. It's, some of them, they'll absolutely grill like you guys or some of the other participants. And then at the end of the show, they'll be like, oh, but it's a swim. It's like, yeah. You actually just, you tore me to shreds. However, I'm in. It's kind of funny. You know what I mean? It's dramatic. I like it.
And it is really exciting for you guys too. Like you've only appeared on Hello TV, you know, like they are rolling out on Apple and Google
and
I think some other announcements to come. So, you know, potentially FX1 could be in front of hundreds of millions of eyes. Mm-hmm. So that's really, really, really exciting. I'm happy for you guys there. I want to ask you about the rollout. I know how America moves. You know, they're slow movers when it comes to just about everything. They have different gambling and betting laws in every single state. So what's the rollout look like for FX1 when you eventually incorporate the gambling side of things into this AI-driven app? Is it going to be state by state? Is it going to be, you know, maybe in a different country altogether? I know you have a COO who's a recent worked for Betfred. I think he has some experience with rolling out betting apps within the US. Can you maybe elaborate a little bit on your plan there?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Brian Bennett. So he's been an amazing advisor and support to bring into the project, into FX1. He's been helping us, make sure we don't stub our toe too many times on the regulations out there. But yeah, the connections and introductions he has and the insights has really helped us move a lot faster. So, you know, it's a big world out there and there's a lot of, you know, online gamblers and people that love sports. It's a universal language, as we know. So, you know, for us, we're looking broadly to see where we can start. More than likely, we will certainly start with an international gambling license out of Isle of Man or another location. That'll kickstart the sports betting platform initially. You know, once we get going with that, because there's a number of countries and regions that, you know, we can access there straight away. We will then look at region to region where we feel is the next best place to play, you know, be that US, be that Australia, be that the UK or Canada. So, you know, we'll sort of observe and review the landscape and make decisions along the way. We know there's high regulations in the US. It's a huge market, don't get me wrong. But also there's lots of other regions that are big markets as well. So, I'd probably say we'll take it step by step is the plan, but certainly launching internationally first is where we'll probably be heading.
For sure. I think everyone can agree that, you know, we see the easy narrative for how AI is going to change sports analytics and this whole thing. But kind of circling back to something that we said right at the start of the episode was the intersection of gambling and crypto. And crypto gambling, I think it just has a massive future. It seems like it's really only taken off in the past couple of years, if that. We've seen some crypto gambling platforms that have nothing to do with AI like you guys are doing, just go to massive market caps. You know, we have personally dabbled in crypto gambling. It just seems really easy. So from your experience and your insight, why is crypto and gambling and sports betting such a match made in heaven? Like, what makes it so great?
Yeah, I'll start. So I think you can add sports into that as well, particularly for us, you know. So sports and crypto for me go hand in hand. You know, they're both universal languages. They're both about building communities and bringing people together, you know. And then you add in the gambling element, the engagement element. You know, for me, that sort of is a perfect marriage for the three of them. So the opportunity around, you know, what blockchain and what cryptocurrency embedding within that environment does versus a traditional market, for me, the future is crypto betting. You know, I feel that is the future of where it's heading. You know, there's been research and studies show that, you know, there's a mass adoption coming of people that are betting online, are very much interested and very interested in going into online betting in crypto. So for me, the future is this play, and, you know, the growth that we're seeing where it's going is sort of testament to, you know, what is actually happening. You know, as we said, it has a number of foundational benefits out there that traditional sports betting just does not have. So, you know, for me, it's just a perfect marriage.
So I've got to say, it's really about where the world is at the moment as well. And this is why blockchain technology is here. It was created in 2009 by a very smart individual that saw and really was upset about what was happening in the world. And so if you look at the lack of trust in central organizations, that's what's driving cryptocurrency. It's the trust factor. So that's why we believe in it, because I believe the central organization is going away. You look at Carson Tucker, he's now gone independent. You look at Mario Norfolk, you look at all these independent people, that's rising. That's what I see as the future, because we no longer trust the organization. We don't trust the news sites because it's dirty. It's biased. You can't believe in it. And so That's why we inherently believe in cryptocurrency, because it gives the power back to the person. And that's why people are using it. They can hold it themselves. They can hold their own keys. And it's just, it's easier. I trade on crypto platforms. And it's just easier. Like I prefer it because there's so many hoops to jump through with payment providers, and crypto is easier once you know how to use it and get it. And I think with the advancement of technology, crypto is going to be even easier to get and hold. We need the gross population to come into it. So
yeah, absolutely. I dread any time I have to call my bank or figure out what hours they're working or
send money to Australia.
I don't tell my girlfriend's parents. I'm like, sorry, I can't get the money to you. There's something down with Swift or whatever. Yeah, it's like fucking
call banks down.
Yeah, honestly. But yeah, it does sound like, you know, everything is expanding. The adoption is coming. Growth is happening. So let's stay along those lines there. Is there any future expansion plans into different sports? I know you're focused on MMA right now, UFC, but where else are you guys heading? What other sports?
So I'll start. So UFC now, we will move into every other MMA league. There's like 8 or 9 major leagues out there. It's not just the UFC, but the UFC is the king. It's the biggest. Once we move into other leagues, we'll then expand into other sports, but we still got a lot to do in the world of MMA. We've got strikes under wrap, kicks, we've got the speed, the force, where we're currently working on the takedown and knowing when a takedown happens. But then we have the world of judo and jiu-jitsu, you know, which is a whole nother world, which we want to label all that stuff. We want to be able to tell and label what is happening on the ground, because a lot of UFC fans do not understand jiu-jitsu. They don't really understand what's going on the ground. So if we can label it, if we can explain it, we can show ground control time. We're going to give a complete picture of what is going on in that fight, and without doubt show who is really winning the fight. That will be clear as day once we get that groundwork done, that this is the person that really dominated this fight. You know, you cannot argue with that. We feel once the judges have that data as well, we feel the judges should have our app, because it's going to make them better. It's going to make them more honest and take out the biases that they have. But we believe, you know, we can take this to many sports, but we chose combat sports because it's growing. It's, you know, there's a lot of money in it. It's fun. More and more people are realizing that this is not a bad or ugly sport. It's actually really exciting and fun to watch. And so it's the world's our oyster, you know what I mean? We've got to do what we're doing for MMA, get on additional leagues, partner with some leagues. And then there's like a lot more sports we can move into. Yeah.
I think also around that is, you know, it's taking a little bit of time to get this initial piece live. Once this is live, things move, you know, will move a lot faster around the development of the AI models. And then as we move into other somewhat combat sports are similar, I think there's a significant advancement in time, isn't there, Trent, from one model to the next within the realm of combat sports. And then there's models we can use there to pick off into team sports and et cetera. So you will see it's blowing a lot faster as we go. But, you know, we've got conversations going on with a number of combat sports leagues right now. Obviously, we've got also some exciting advisory conversations going. We've already got Brian Bennett, but other conversations going there as well. So for us, we're very excited about the future, you know, just dominating combat sports and then moving to another one, but also then bringing our sports betting platform to life and then enabling people to bet on sports in a whole different new way rather than traditional sports books that you see out there. We're seeing, you know, we've seen some ideas and products, vision, when we see sports betting to be completely revolutionized in how we're doing it with the AI models and the data. So, you know, to the point where we're passionate about becoming the number one sports betting crypto platform in the world, without a doubt. You know, we feel that we can do this, achieve this, you know, from what we're seeing out there at the moment.
I love it. I mean, look, we've been covering FX1 for maybe the better part of 6 months, and we can always tell what teams are passionate and what teams are building. And, you know, this interview has just been a great window for us to just confirm what we already knew, basically. But I mean, you know, with a combination of AI, sports, gambling, you've got a consumer-facing app, all kinds of updates, partnering, integrating with leagues. There's so much to be excited for FX1, for FXI holders. I think it's been, really, really entertaining and you know, informative for us, for you guys to come on. So Damien and Trent, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having us. It was awesome.
Yeah, awesome. Look, I know a lot of our community already knows a lot about FX1. If you have any questions about the direction the company is heading, anything else you want us to give updates on, let us know in the comments.
And then tune into the next episode,
because that one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.